Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Welcome to the podcast. Happy holidays and happy NFL Week 16. We got wall-to-wall football here Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We're going to take the next 600 seconds or so, and we're going to break it all down. We've got fade or follow time with our guy, Joe Osborne. We're going to have our Team 600 teaser as well. I'm going to look at the Thursday night game, Saints and Rams. Going to have my best bets for that one, as well as our boosted SGP from Bet365. And then Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. He's going to come in, he's going to run that two-minute drill and give us some insights and updates on all the action for betting week 16. Before we start the clock, a reminder, please take some time, rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast. We would appreciate that. Allows us to climb those podcast rankings and talk with a lot of sports bettors just like yourself. With all that out of the way, let's go. 600 seconds on the clock. All right, time for our game of follow or fade with Joe Osborne, host of Covers. Before you bet, Joe, we gotta get on track here, man. We've had some weird follows. We were awesome with the follow bets earlier in the year. Yeah. We've gone a little chilly.
One off.
All right. Well, Christmas comes early this week. Indeed. Let's. So here's the way it breaks down. I got some bets for week 16. I'm going to throw them out there. Joe's going to give one that he likes and he's going to follow. He's also going to give one that he doesn't like and he's going to fade. So here are my bets for week 16. We got Ravens plus 5.5. We got Cowboys, Miami. I know this one carries some weight with us. Over 51 points. We got Arizona, Chicago under 44. And I took Denver double result, which is first half full game minus 125. So which do you like to follow? Which do you like to fade?
I'm going to take the under between the Cardinals and the Bears. And a lot of this is about the Cardinals. They are an over team on their home field. They've gone over in every single game at home, but they are an under team on the road. They've gone under in 6 or 7 games on the road this season. And the total for this game, as you said, 44. Average combined score in their road games, just 35.7. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Bears are on a nice under run as well here. It's hitting 6 of their last 7 games. The Bears' defense has looked pretty good here lately. They've held 4 of their last 5 opponents to 20 points or less. Strong against the run. Strong on third down. So I think that defense shows up once again on their home field versus a team that is inferior offensively when they travel. And the Bears like to run the ball as well. They run it at the 4th highest percentage in the NFL. So strong defense, try to play a little bit of keep away, run that clock. And I think that one goes under.
Yeah, the total for this one doesn't make sense to me because we saw it as high as 44.5, between 44 and 44.5. If you go back, like the Bears played Detroit at home in week 14 2 weeks ago. That closed 44.5. And the Lions defense, not a great defense. They had trouble with Justin Fields, but the Lions bring a lot more offensive firepower to the field. And Arizona does not. Then that one finished with 41 points. It went under. You mentioned Arizona's drop in production on the road. Well, how about when they play on Christmas Eve in Chicago, where it's supposed to be rainy, 22 mile per hour gusts, feels like temperatures not very Arizona-y in the low 40s. I just don't think they're going to want to be there, especially at the end of a long season. I like the Bears to shut them down here. And like you said, run the ball, chew up a little clock, short gains. It all speaks under for me. All right, which one do you want to fade?
I think I'll be in the minority on this one. I'll take the under in the Cowboys-Dolphins game.
And oh,
to me, this one comes down to the Dolphins defense versus the Cowboys offense. The Dolphins defense, I don't know if this is flying under the radar with some people, they've been great. 21 or fewer points allowed in 8 of their last 10 games. They're tied for first in offensive touchdowns allowed on their home field. 4th in yards per play allowed, regardless of location. 3rd in pressure, 2nd in sacks. They're fantastic at getting to the quarterback. Dak has been sacked 10 times in the last 3 games. And the Cowboys, their home-away splits are absolutely jarring. When you take this offense outside of Dallas, I think they're pretty average. 1st in scoring at home, 15th on the road. That is the definition of average. A drop-off of 18.2 points compared to at home for the Cowboys. And Dak's quarterback rating drops off 38.3 points when they go on the road. So that's what this one will come down to me. We're going to need some guys to get healthy for the Dolphins. I think they were load managing a little bit against the Jets. You don't hear that term very often in the NFL. But yeah, I think the Dolphins defense shows up and has a strong performance in this one.
All right. We'll call this one the Fraud Bowl, right? Because these teams are the two good teams that can't beat anyone, so they're frauds. What's the most fraudulent thing about these teams? I'm going to say it's their defense. If we look at Dallas's losses, they weren't even close. They allowed 28, 42, 28, and 31 points. We look at Miami's losses. They've allowed 48, 31, 21 to Kansas City in a neutral site, but then went on and allowed 28 points to the Titans. So for me, I just look at this as a surplus of firepower on the field for both teams. They rank number two and number three in terms of points per play. You mentioned Dak Prescott going on the road and playing. Sure, but look at the quarterbacks that Miami has faced. You played the Jets twice. You've played, is there Washington in the mix there somewhere? Who else? Yeah, Tennessee.
The Panthers.
Yeah, this is a big step up in QB competition for Miami. But also, yeah, too, we look at this, look at the offense and the way it's set up for Miami. Dallas runs one of the highest man coverage rates out there. You got Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, two of the elite in terms of blowing open and blowing past man coverage. I know totals of 50-plus have been kind of under. They've been under, good under bets, 2-9 over-under on the year. But this screams shootout to me. So I like the over. I like fun, Joe. I'm going to go for a little fun on Christmas Eve with the over 51.
Fun for me as well, but the total's at 51, so we'll take the Dolphins to win 50-0. That would be
I like. You know what? I do like the Dolphins team total 20. It's like 28.5 or 26.5. I like their team total as well, too. Let's go. Team 600 teaser. I'm going to take maybe a bit of a contrarian one. I'm going to take Steelers from 2, bump them all the way up to +8, hosting Cincinnati. What do you like?
I'll take another underdog. I'll take a dog, okay, too. I'll take the Vikings up to +9, hosting the Lions. The Vikings have 7 losses this season, all by 7 points or less.
All right, lots of points in the Team 600 teaser. Timeout on the play. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You can keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. You want to check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. Thursday Night Football, Saints at Rams. These are my best bets. Odds courtesy of Bet365. Of course, they are subject to change before kickoff. Going Rams money line. So I highlighted this game in my weekly spot bet article. This is kind of a big change of pace for the Saints, who are set up for a letdown spot here in LA. So not only are they coming off 2 wins against bad teams with bad quarterbacks and facing a very good team right now with a very good quarterback right now, but this trip to LA is New Orleans' first road game in almost a month. We look at the Rams. They are rolling. They are a 4-point favorite. I'm always wary of 4-point favorites because they only cover 36% of the time since 2018. But when I do like a 4-point favorite, what I do is I pass on the point spread. I go straight to the money line. That's where we find LA -210 to win outright. And of course, with Bet365, you get that early payout option if they go up by 17 points or more at any time in the game. Going to go Puka Nacua over 63.5 yards receiving. Nacua and the Rams going to face a lot of man coverage from the Saints secondary. And while they're not especially strong against man, Nacua is the best receiver against man that they have. He had 84 yards against a man-heavy Baltimore secondary. He had 105 yards against a Cleveland secondary that runs one of the highest rates of man coverage. Most projections for Puka Nacua, over 63.5 yards, his ceiling at 76. I like him to have over 63.5. We're going to go Cooper Kupp touchdown anytime, +140. Kupp has kind of regained his spot among Matt Stafford's top target. That includes in the red zone, and he scored a touchdown in each of the last 3 games. His price, +140 at Bet365. This is the best I've seen it across the market. I like him to get in there, find some seams, and score another touchdown. Now, if you like all these, you want to bake them together like a delicious Christmas fruitcake, we can mush together Coop touchdown anytime. We can go Rams money line, and we're going to go Nacua 75 plus on the milestone market. That comes out to +625 SGP. Bet365 is going to boost that to +750. 2 minute drill time with Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. All right, Team 600 teaser. We got the Vikings +9.5, Steelers +8. Take us to the finish line.
How you doing, Jason? Thanks for having me as always. Good. I'm going to go with Buffalo on the road. It's a tough one here, but I'm taking Buffalo -6 for the teaser this week.
Okay. And like you said, off camera, must win game for them.
A must win. Bills have to. They got to get a result here. I'm taking them to win by a touchdown or more.
All right, I like it. Odds to make the playoffs. A little murky for a lot of teams right now. Definitely. Which teams is the book rooting against to make the postseason based on liability here?
I think, you know, we've got a few. I mean, there's been so many up and down odds. I'm going to give a couple for each conference. The Bills, we would love to see them out of the playoffs. They, you know, going in as one of the early season, not favorites, but top of the market. Kind of went out of it, but got invested in. Cincy, similar like that. They were in it, they were out of it, they were back in it. So we'd like them out. And in the NFC, Saints and Green Bay. Green Bay is probably the worst one there. Yeah. You know, a lot of people have started buying in. Once you start seeing a QB play well, a lot of people get on board.
Yeah, they were a sharp darling this offseason as well, too.
Exactly.
Thursday night football, we got Saints in LA. Could be a pretty good one. Give us a quick action rundown on this game. Any notable betting patterns?
Yeah, but really, this although they're, you know, must win here for New Orleans, well, pretty much for both. But the Rams being back, they've gone from 1.5 to 4. Getting some buyback on New Orleans +4. A total is a big play over. Gone from 43.5 to 46. Seeing about 75-25 to the over there.
All right, and then Christmas Day we get the 3 standalone games, kind of like Thanksgiving. Is this going to be as popular as the Turkey Day games, the 3 Christmas Day games?
I think, you know, they're going to be similar. The only caveat there is you've got the Christmas NBA. So it's for those who, are you an NFL head or are you an NBA head? You're probably a lot of channel jumping and a lot of crossover parlays. But the games themselves as standalones are all going to be very popular. The parlay is probably split between the NBA games as well.
All right, hopefully Santa brings these guys a second screen so they can catch it all, right?
Exactly, exactly.
All right, the horn's going here, but we always go a little bit long.
You got it.
Quick action recap, any sharp money here for the Week 16 games that we need to know about?
Buffalo started, you know, very small line there, but Buffalo's gone up big. They've been getting backed by sharps, or considered sharps early on. Indy's another one, considered sharp money liking that. Green Bay and then Denver and over seems a big play this week for the sharp money, but in general as well, that over's moved a lot.
I got 2 more questions. Your best bet for Week 16?
Taking the Fins at home. I'm going Dolphins at home minus 1.5.
Oh, against the Cowboys. Come on. Sorry, buddy. You know what? I like the over in that one. I could definitely see Miami winning that one and doing pretty well. And hey, what tops your Christmas list this year? What do you
think? I'm a classic fella. I'm going to give you a classic one here. Yeah. I'm literally hoping for peace and goodwill amongst all people and everybody have a safe and happy holiday.
Very nice. All right. I can't argue with that. That's a pretty good one, man. I want Jordans now. I want Jordans, so I'm just shallow.
I'll take a mocha pair of Jordan 3s if you can find them in a size 13. Send them
up. All right. Yeah, for sure. That and peace and goodwill for
you. Got it. Yes. Exactly. There you go.
sounds good. That is it for this Week 16 edition of the Sharp 600 podcast. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Dell.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. A reminder, please give a rating and review for the podcast when you get a second. We appreciate that. We will be back next Wednesday to break down Week 17. But until then, have a fantastic holiday and good luck with your bets. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You can keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. You want to check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.